Okay, today's daf is Kuf Yud of Masechet Pesachim. We're on Kuf Yud, actually, on the top line. And today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Das, Kula Ila Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim, whose yahrzeit is Vav Cheshvan. When's Vav Cheshvan? It was already. What? The fourth. Okay, 2 days. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. Here we go. So, today's the fourth of... Okay, top line says, Lo Yaseh Tzorache Trey. Lo Yaseh Tzorache Trey. Which means, we learned that in the Brisa before, you shouldn't have relations twice. Lo Yaseh Tzorache Trey. Amai, why not? Nimlach who? Maybe it's a case of Nimlach. In other words, you didn't intend to have it twice. You thought you'd have relations once, then you change your mind to have a second time. Apparently, that's not a Zubo's problem. Right? So, Amar by Hachi Kamar. No, that's not what it meant. What it meant was like this. Lo Yochal Trey, don't eat two things. V'yishta Trey, or drink two things. V'loyaset Tzrachav Afilu Pamachas. And then have relations even one time. Why? Dilma Chalish, because maybe you're going to become weak. U'misra, and it's going to damage you. Okay? Next. Tanur Rabbanan. Shose Keflayim. If you drink double, Dome Berosho. Your blood is on your head, meaning that's a disaster. Amar Yehuda Eimasai. When is that true? That's only Bizman Shalo Roa Pnei Ashok. It's only if you don't go see the Shuk. Aval Roa Pnei Ashok. But if you go to the Shuk, Harashus Biyado. That's okay. Why is that okay? I'm not sure. Why is that okay?
They broke it up,
yeah. Amar of Ashi. Chazina Leiler of Chananya Bar Bibi, I saw him. Da'achal Katsa, he drank a cup. Havi Nafik, he got up. V'chazi Ape Shuka, and he went to go see the Shuk. So he practiced that, shouldn't be an issue. V'lo Amaran, and we never said that you can get harmed, Elo Tesel Derech. It's only if you're outside. Avol V'beso, lo. But in your house, no. Amar Rav Zera, V'lishan, and if you go to sleep, it's kolotzeitz derech dami. That's as if you're going out, and therefore it could damage you. Amar of Papa, kolotzeitz lebeis akise. But if you go to the beis akise, kolotzeitz lederech damo. That's also as if you're going out, and also could damage you. Ubebeis olo, and in the house no. V'harava mani kishuri. Rava would count the beams in the house. In other words, he would drink, and he would like make a mark. Okay, I just had one cup. That's one beam. And then he would know not to have zugos. If we're talking about in the house, it's okay. What the question is going to be, why do Rav have to do that? Rashbam says, Moni Kishuri. Look at it's the last skinny line in the Rashbam. Kisha shose kos ze, when he drank this cup, mistakel bekorazu. He looked at that beam. Or kisha shose sheni, mistakel sheb etla. When he drank the second cup, he looked at the beam next to it. Ulefi cheshben hakoros yizor bezugos. By counting the beams, he would know how many cups he's drank. V'chol pam upam ozikein afal pisha eni yotzel derech. And he did that, even though he's not going anywhere. So what do you see? Even in the house, it's a problem. That's going to be the Gemara's question. Till we get to the question, we're going to have a whole bunch of stories. Yeah.
I can't believe that someone knows called Torah Kula, right? Has to worry about counting drinks.
Because when you're drinking, it's hard to keep track when you're drinking. That's the only issue. That's nothing to do with being known called Torah Kula. It's hard to keep track. Listen to the stories. Vabaya, kishasi chad katsa, when he drank one cup, menakit le'ime trey katsi betrey adi. His mother, not his mother, whoever, his nurse, whoever it was, prepared for him two cups in her two hands so that there was an odd number. V'rav Nachman by Yitzchak, when he would drink two cups, menaket le shamichad kasa, the servant would give him one cup. Right? Chad kasa, and if he drank one cup, menaket le trey kasa, betreyadi, he gave him two cups and two hands to make sure he always had an odd number. So the Gemara answers, Adam Chashev Shiny. Right. An Adam Chashev is different, and even babayis, it could be harmful. Ask the What? What do you mean? If I knew what this was, I could know if it's Lehepech. Mishchas Aaron asks, maybe Rava wanted to go outside. And we said that if you go on the derech, it doesn't apply. If you went outside, well, who's going outside? Why are we saying it's going to apply? Why is it a kash on Rava? You hear my question? You hear the question?
We going, outside helps more do as well.
Going outside it nullifies, it makes it up.
We have two go outside.
Exactly. No, we said going outside is okay. If you see the shuk, it's okay.
Yeah,
maybe Rava was going to go see the shuk. Another question. How come by Abaya and Rav Nachman, they have somebody else there making sure it's not a problem? And Rava's all alone. Rava's all alone. The answer is, Rava was all alone. If you're alone, you're not allowed to go out. A Tam Chacham's not allowed to go out alone. So Rava was stuck in the house. He's stuck in the house. He has to count the beef.
He's doing the day.
Huh? Doesn't matter.
He can't go out during the
no,
day.
No, Tam Chacham doesn't go alone. Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, not at night, during by daytime. He got up early in the morning to get going.
Yeah.
And he had to have people with him. He's not allowed to go alone. Tam Chacham doesn't go alone. He's alone. He's alone. He can't go anywhere. He can't go anywhere. He has to count the beef. Nobody's there. Nobody's there preparing for him to make sure it's on Zugos. It's unbelievable part.
Trying to make parts out of this. By the way, Avraham Avinu would have come down by himself from the Har if he had gone through with the Akedah.
No, I'm not talking about Yitzchak. I'm talking about Eliezer and Yishmael.
He
had to accompany.
I know
that. But it was not zug by people. Although, we're going to get to that in a minute. No, but he went to the journey with other people. Okay.
So, according to this point, the word doubles to remove from the vocabulary.
Correct. The question is why? Why? Why can't you drink two cups of wine? Why?
I don't bring you two less cups of wine.
We're gonna get to why in a few minutes. I could say it now, I could say it later. I'm gonna say it a little later. Why is two so terrible? Amar Ula, and doesn't apply today. Amar Ula. Ula said, Asara Kosos, 10 cups, which by the way is an odd number. It's any odd number, because any odd number is a multiple of two.
Any even
number is a multiple of two. So any even number is a problem. So Amar Ula, Asara Kozos Ein Ba Mishum Zugos. 10 cups is not an issue. That number 10. Ulu Taimei. The Amar Ula. The Amar Ula Ben Masni Satana. Asara Kozos Tiknu Chachamim Bebeis Avel. The Chachamim made a takana to drink 10 cups by an avel. Rashbam goes through. Three before, after. 10 cups. Visam Beda Dech Asara Kozos Yeish Ben Mishum Zugos. And if that's an issue, Teichi Kaimi Rabbanan Vetiknu Milsa De Asila De Sakana. How can the Rabbanan do that? How can they make such a thing? Have a sakana. Aval tamanya, but 8? Yesh bar mishum zugos. That would be an issue. Rav Chisda v'rabba bar barhuna, damri tarvayu, shalom, the word shalom, so what does that mean, shalom? We say in duchenim, right? Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha, yivrech Hashem panav alecha v'kunecha, yisrael Hashem panav alecha v'yisayim lecha shalom. It's the seventh word. So shalom, Latova mitzdarev, lera lo mitzdarev. It's mitzdarev for tova and not for ra. What does that mean? Rashbam says, teva shvi is he. It's the seventh word. Dechziv yisa Hashem. Latova mitzdarev. What does that mean? Im shasa shisha. If you drank six cups, vishasa hashvi mitzarev levatel hazugos. Huh? Avalolara. What does that mean, lolara? Shim yishte koshmini. If you drank the eighth cup, amru ain shmini mitzdarif ala shvi lahazik. It's not considered zugos. Visvaruhu, given the shabirchan b'shalom shehu bracha hushuteva shvi, it's ain shum hezik ba'olam. Okay, so you hear what he's saying? If you drank eight cups and you duchen, the word shalom will save you. Who drank the kohen? Not allowed to drink when he duchens. So Yisrael drank eight cups. What kind of shul is that?
Which one's cups
of
wine?
I know a couple of people
want
to
get
out of there.
Definitely one, huh?
Avol shita, yesh ba mishum zugos. But six cups would be a problem. Rabbi Rav Yosef d'Amri Tavayu, vichunecha. The word vichunecha is latova mitzdarev, lorarov mitzdarev. The same thing. That's the fifth word. Avol arba, yesh ba mishum zugos. But four would be a problem. Which is the third word. So the Rashbam says something fascinating. He says, Rabba v'Rab Yosef, he says, Kamo shahayahadoros ze'achar ze'hayimakilim bezugos v'holchen u'poschen. as the generations got worse, they started being more makel on zugos. Right, the first one said only the eighth one. Then they came along later generation and said no, the sixth also. And then Abaye and Rava, which are late Amorayim, said the fourth also. What kind of pshat is that? What does that have to do with anything?
Maybe because according to that we said before, Adam Pashu Shiny.
Yeah.
So like as the generations get weaker, it doesn't take hold of them.
I hear. I don't know if that's the reason. We'll see in a minute. For us, the...
I'm not saying this.
Yeah.
I'm related to this. If you take one piece of whatever you have and cut it in two, is that a problem?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they talk about that. We're going to talk about it in a few minutes if it applies to Zman Hazeh. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. Because the Shaila that was raised, every single Jewish home has a Zugos problem. Certainly when they get married. And that is how what?
Yep.
Candles. A Zugos problem. Every single home has that. You won't find a home that doesn't have that. You won't find such a home. Not Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Hasidus, the Yekit. It doesn't matter. Everyone has that problem. So is that a problem?
Because
you light two candles. Not only do you light two candles, everyone starts off lighting two. No one starts off lighting more than two. And no one lights one. Right? No one lights more than two, and no one lights one. It's only two. Yes, there's a minimum. When you have children, you light more. Okay, it's great. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. But no one lights less than two when they start. So every Jewish home, when they start, it has a Zugos problem. Is it a problem? Right? Okay. For us, the Rava L'taymei, Rava had a Rava was consistent. The Amar Rav, the Rava Afkinu L'Rabbanon Ba'arba Zugos. I'm sorry, Ba'arba Kosos. What does it mean? Afkinu L'Rabbanon Ba'arba Kosos? What does that mean?
Either four cups of wine instead of more.
Right. Afagapta is Tzadzik Rava Bar Levi, even though that damaged Rava Bar Levi, lo chashla lemosa, he wasn't concerned. Tamar hu mishum da atuvan bepirkehavet. Now, the reason why he got damaged was because he embarrassed Rava in the shir. Wasn't because he had zugos. Hashem was getting him back from embarrassing him. That's a whole different story. Amar of Yo, listen to this
Gemara.
What?
He's going out, so maybe because of the street.
That's what he said. I gave it to him. He got damaged. That's for a different reason.
No, the same for number four.
What?
He's saying number four is not a problem because he embarrassed him. But he's going out.
Okay. Amar of Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Amar li Yosef Shita, Yosef the Shade told me. Rabbi Yosef says that Yosef the Shade told me, Ashmedai Malka the Shidi, Ashmedai the king of the Shadim, is Mamunuhu Akule Zuga. He's the guy in charge of Zugos. That's the guy. He's the Shade in charge of Zugos. Umalko lo ikrimazik. The king doesn't do any damage. The king's not considered a damager. So what's he saying? It's not such a problem. Other said the Haiki says the exact opposite. Adraba, just the opposite. Malka, the king, Raschana, who is an angry man. He's an angry shade. He's an angry guy. My, the boy, Ovid, what could you do? Shamelach poret, goder, lasos, loderech, ve'ein mochen biado. The king can do what he wants. Who can stop him? He's the king. He can do whatever he wants. Can't stop the guy. Amar of Papa. Rav Papa said, Amar li Yosef Shida. Yosef the shade told me, says Rav Papa, that betray Katlinan. With two, it's a huge problem. Barba, lo Katlinan, but not four. Ubarba, mazikon. But before you'll get damaged, betray two, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, barba, b'mezid in, b'shogeg low. Only b'mezid, not b'shogeg. V'i, ishtali, if it happens, v'akri, v'nafak, maitakante, if it happens, and you drank it on an even number, and you're nervous, what do? You do what Mr. G said to do yesterday, linkot, zikfa, diyade, diyamina, diyade, desmola. Take your thumb of your right hand and put it in your left hand. Vizakva, the smole biyada diyamina. And take your thumb of your left hand and put it in your right hand. Right? That's what you do. That's what you do. Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
What else?
This is one of the reasons why Zugos is such a problem. Why is Zugos a problem? Because, this is said by the Ein Eliyahu. Because we're supposed to always have in our mind that Hashem is one. two is the exact opposite of that concept. So two is a disfavored number. It's disfavored. Why is it disfavored? Because it goes against the Yichud Hashem. Three has nothing to do with that, if you think about it. It's only two is a problem. Why? Because it's the number right after a gong that has a problem with Yichud Hashem. So when you take your thumbs and you stick them in your fingers like that, you're really making your hands into one. And that undoes the problem of zugos. That's the best I can give you.
As he's eating two, he just put his thumb in.
No, when you're walking. Like this.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
So as he's eating? Or
no, when you're leaving. See, so he added an even number, now he's going. So he's afraid he's going to get damaged. Right? V'nei mahachi. V'nei mahachi. And say the following. Aton v'ana hatlasa. Me and you are three. I don't think this has any significance. It's just an incantation. Vishmile, and if he hears you, the Amar, and he says, Atun v'naha arba, no, me and you are four. No, namele atun v'naha chamisha, me and you are really five. Vishmile, the Amar, atun v'naha shisha, ashita. If he says, me and you are six, he keeps mentioning even numbers. Namele, no, atun v'naha shiva, no, me and you are seven. It happened once, this went on till 101, and then the shade left. The shade couldn't take it anymore. What that means? I don't know. Amar Amemar. Amemar said, Amar li rishtine dinashim kashfanios. The headmistress of the witchcraft school told me, Haiman da pagay bubinashim kashfanios. If you bump into witches, if you bump into women that are practicing witchcraft, if you bump into those women, Neimahachi, say it like this. Chari chamimi. The excrement is hot. Bidikula de bezaya. It's in torn baskets. Lipumaichu, in your mouth. Nashi, women, the charshaya of sorcery. Karach karchaichi. What does karach karchaichi mean? Your hair should come out. Parach padchaichi. Your breadcrumbs should fly away. Right? Ibdur tevlunaychi. Your spices should be scattered. Parcha zika limorika. The wind should carry away your new spices. Charata, your new ones. Denaktisu nashim kashvanios. That the witchcraft women got. Adchanani vichananki. Does that mean? As long as we have rachamim for each other,
grace.
I see su lagoy. What?
As long as they had
lo, I see su lago. So Rashbam says, calls man shechasu olay ben hashmayim, but he chasti alatvi. As long as Hashem has grace on me and I have grace on you, vatin chasti and you have on me, lo basi benechem, nothing's gonna happen between us, right? Back to the Gemara. Hashta da asisi lagoy karchani vichananti, which the Rashbam explains. Hashta debasi beinechem. Now that we have a dealing with each other, yodei ani, I know shenaskaru olai rachamim, that the rachamim is cold. V'gam rachamim naskaru shelo chasti al atzmi. Right? So that's some kind of incantation. B'marava. B'marava. B'marava, in the West, lo kapti azugi. They didn't care about this. Well, there wasn't an issue. They didn't care about it. Rava, Ravdimi minahardoi, kapid afilu arushma dechavita. He even worried about the marks on a barrel. If there were more than two marks on a barrel, he was nervous. Even an even number of marks. Is that marks on a barrel? What does it mean?
Yeah,
marks on a barrel. Ha'uvda, there was once a story, upaka chavita, and the barrel broke. It broke. Call the milta. Here's the rule. Call the kapid kapti ba'adayu. If you let it get to you, it gets to you. The low kapid, low kapti ba'adayu. And if you don't let it get to you, it doesn't get to you. It's all subjective.
W-O-C-D.
Umihu, however, lemechash miboy. You have to worry about it. Mechash miboy. Says the Rashbam. This is a very important Rashbam. Says the Rashbam. Call the kapid yoser midai. If you worry about it too much, right? Kapti Bahade Hashadim Lahaziko. And every time you look somewhere, you're looking over your shoulder, is there a shade following me? Udula Kapit Kalkach. And you don't worry about it too much. Lo Kapti Bahadai Lahaziku. They're not going to bother you. Umihu, however, Lemechash Miboy, a little bit you have to be nervous. Afilu Leman de Lo Kapit. Even if you hold, you're not nervous about a little bit. Doesn't mean you can ignore it totally, says the Rashbam. You can't ignore it totally. How much do you have to worry? A little bit worry about it. Delo kapti na badai. Di tema delo kapti badai uklal. Because if you don't have to worry about it at all, then why are we learning two blot about it? Im kain, sugos, lomanisku, bigamara. Why are they here? If you don't have to worry about it at all, what's it doing here? So a little bit, yeah. How much? Not too much. Don't let this control your life. Don't let it bother you. So the Chacham said, don't worry about it. A little bit worry, okay. You don't have to let this control your life. You don't have to, every time you drink a cup, don't worry about it. A little bit, you should be choshesh. How little, how much? I don't know. That's how Rashbam learns this tomorrow. Don't have to worry about it too much, but a little bit, you should be choshesh.
Not the amount.
What?
You have 2 4-ounce cups.
It's not the amount.
Obviously,
Tosfos
wasn't worried about it too much either.
There is no Tosfos. Right. There is no
Tosfos. Yeah.
The other side, I think, is Rashi. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, Shtei Beitzim, 2 eggs. Shtei Agozim, 2 nuts. Shtei Kishuin, 2 melons. Bedavar Acher, and some other thing. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai that that's a problem. But we don't know what that other thing is. V'gumistapka L'Hula Rabbanan, Mayni, Bedavar Acher. What is that other thing? So the Rabbanan, Goz Rabbanan, Bakulu, Zugi, Mishum, Davar Acher. The Rabbanan made it 0. Don't have any Zugos because we don't know what the other thing is. You hear? Vada, Marnas, Asara, Tamanya, Shita, Arba, Einba, Mishum, Zugos. What about 10, 8, 6, 4? It's not a Zugos problem. Lo, Marin, El, Inyan, Mazikin. It's only regarding Mazikin, Shadim. Avala, Inyan, Kshafim. But regarding witchcraft, Afilu, Tuva, Namichash. Even more than that's a problem. Kihada, Ahu, Gavra. There was this guy. Listen to this story. The Garsha lived the Bitsu. He divorced his wife. And Azla, she went on Intsiva Lechanvai. She married a wine merchant. She married a wine merchant. Second husband's a wine merchant. So Kol Yoma, every day, have Azal Vashasi Chamra. The first husband goes to this store every day to hang out with the new husband. You hear this? The first husband goes to hang out with the new husband every day. Have Ka'avdelei Kshafim. She was trying very hard to curse this guy and do some kind of spell on him. And he never was able to take hold. Why? Mishum, he was very careful about the Zugos, this first husband. He was very careful. Yom Achad, one day, Ishti Tuva, he drank too many cups. He was too tipsy. He didn't know how many he drank. Ad until Shitzer Havitail, he drank 16 cups, which is an even number. Vizdar Benafshi Mikan Be'elech. And now he put himself in danger. Lo havitayel, he wasn't keeping track. Velo was darbanavshe, and he wasn't careful. So if kisei mizuga, the zugos took hold of him.
What happens when he hit 10?
What? He had 11.
He didn't have to have any. He said 10 stops.
What do you mean?
No, he said 6.
No, 6, 8.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he said a certain one to stop. Everybody agrees that 10 stops.
I know.
First,
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
I don't have an answer for you.
No, he said for kishaf, you worry even more than 10.
Anyway, when he left, Gasbe Hahutaya, he bumped into an Arab, and the Arab saw, what kind of Arab is this? The Arab saw, Amar Leh, the Arab says to him, Gavra Kasilahu, you're a dead man, the Azal Hacha that I see over here walking by me. You're a dead guy. Why? He knew. He says, this guy's going to die. Azal, he went, Chavke, what's Chavke Ladikla? He hugged a tree. Tzavach, he cried out. Tzavach diklo pakahu. The palm tree broke off and cracked him and killed him. Right? That's basically what happened.
Right. What's the take home message from that little story?
The halachic issue of if the first husband should be hanging out with the second husband.
Is there?
Yes. Yeah. Or if she should hang out with your wife after you divorce her.
It was good for business, so...
Uh-oh. I'm not kidding. There's a thing in there in the back. Amar Avira, plates or cookies, ain't bo mishum zugos. That's not a problem. Kol de Vilsa, the rule is like this. Kol shit garmu b'di adam eid rabbi shum zugos. If it's man-made, it's not a zugos problem. Garmu b'di shemayim. If it's human, if it's made de shemayim, b'mili mini d'meichal on food, chashin on, it's a problem. Everybody asks, so then why is wine a problem? Wine is not, it's not heaven made. Yeah. So the Tosfos Arid says, what? It really is heaven made. It really is heaven made. Just it's in grape form. Getting it into wine form is considered heaven made. However, you would not say the same thing by bread.
Why?
Because wheat's not edible. I didn't say that. The Tosfos Arid said that.
Bottom line is it's heaven made.
What?
Bottom line is heaven made.
I agree.
Bottom line is heaven made. Everything is heaven made. You say something doesn't come from heaven? How can you say that?
Yeah.
How can you say that?
A plate.
Doesn't come from heaven?
No.
It's also heaven made.
How
everything
so?
Everything comes everything is as well.
The raw ingredients.
Yeah,
right, right. It's true. The raw ingredients are heaven made. That's true.
How do you do the wine?
So the truth is that the Binyo has a whole different shot to make this make more sense, and he says like this. He says when it says over here heaven made and man made, he learns it differently. He says it's, whether it's two min or one min. So if you have a plate and you have two apples on the plate, that would be a problem. But if an apple and an orange, which is two fruits, but it's two different medium, that wouldn't be a problem. The whole, how that comes out of the words bidei shemayim, I don't know.
So you can't get two slices of pizza anymore.
Correct. What? No, we said bread's not a problem. Because it's not edible wheat. Grapes are edible. Chanos ain't ba mishum zugos. If there's a store, there's no zugos problem. So everybody asks, but the story with the two husbands was in a store. So what do you mean now a store? I don't have an answer for that.
I don't know
the question. What?
I don't know
if someone says, Chanos, ain't in a store, it's not an issue. Only in your house.
No, in
what's
two shops.
In a store?
Huh?
In two shops.
Says, in two shops. What?
What's a Zugas in a store?
Yeah, you drink wine.
You drink two, you come to the store. Oh,
wine
two stores.
You drink?
Okay. Nimlach, if you change your mind, ain't bamishum zugos. It's not an issue. Oreach, ain't bamishum zugos. A guest, not an issue. Isha, ain't bamishum zugos. Also not a problem. If she's an Isha Chashuv, it's Chashinan. So we said by Haseba, everyone's considered Isha Chashuv, right? Everyone is so excited to tell their wife that. Right now, right? Amar Rav Chanina, Chinana Bread of Yeshua, asparagus, so some kind of drink, it's Mistaya for Tova, then Mistaya for Ra. It's Mistaya for good, not for bad. Amar, that means that if you need it to be another drink, it is another drink, but it's not. But it won't make you a bad drink. Why? Because it's ingredients of all different stuff. Amar Ravina, Mishmei Derava, Zuge Lechamra, Zuge Lechumra, V'Amrulei Zuge Lekula. Zugas are a Chumra, and some say are Kula. What does that mean? So in the first wide line he says, Im Eini Yedeo, if you don't know, Im Shasla Zugos Im Lav, did I drink double or not? Did I have two or three? I don't remember. Yishta, drink another cup. V'Im Shasla Zugos, and if you drank, Hobel V'Daito Mitzarfan Latova. It'll combine for good to get you out of the Zugos.
So why did he have to count the pillars?
Because he didn't want to come to a suffix. Vimlo shasa zugos. Vimlo shasa zugos. And if you didn't drink zugos, and now by drinking this one, you just drank a zugos, that's considered nimlach, but ain't a mitzvah for the rod. It's not going to be a problem. It's considered you change your mind, it's not a problem. Varmule zugos lakula, meaning shelo yeshta, don't drink another one. The kiva the shasi. Since you drank goli daite that cup of the zugos, you've now broadcast that this is an issue by you. Oh my goodness, I just had cups. I don't know how many I had. Oh my goodness, it's a zugos problem. Don't drink another one. V'imei karo lo zugos have koi v'hashta shashi mitzayfer lo b'hadi adadi hukach lo yishta. Because if you didn't drink zugos and now you drink one, now you make a problem. It's since people are going to say you don't care, it won't bother you.
So scotch shouldn't be a problem. The scotch also comes from, what is scotch? It comes from grain.
Grain. Armor of Yosef. You're too machbid. You're too machbid. You didn't stop with the question. You're too machbid. Armor of Yosef. Shrei dechamra, v'chad deshichra, lo mitztarev. Two of wine and one of beer is not mitztarev. Why not? Because beer, lagabi wine, is not considered anything. It doesn't count. However, trade shechva v'chad d'chamer mitzaref. One wine with two beer would be mitzaref. Why? Because wine is the more chashav one. So in the first case you have two, in the second case you have three. V'simanach z'aklal. The rule, the siman is, this is the rule. Kala mechubal o menam chomer menam tamay menam kal menam tar. The whole complicated sugi over there about different fabrics that give tumah. So you have to have a certain shear. So if the more chashav garment is attached to a lesser chashav garment, then the shear will apply. But if it's the other way around, it won't apply. Why won't it apply? Because you have a cheaper garment on a more chashav baguette, time it's tired, because it's inferior. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, Trei Kama Taka, two before the table, V'chad Ataka, and one at the table, Mitzarif, it's Mitzarif. Chad, why? Because, but let's look at the other side. Chad Nekame Taka, one before the meal. V'trei Ataka, and two at the meal, Lomit Tarfina doesn't combine. Why? Because before the meal doesn't count. So, Maskeflor of Masharshia, one second. We're fixing the table? The guy drank. What do you mean? Before the suda, who cares? He's drinking. It never combines. Why does it never combine? Because it's not considered part of the suda. Like the story with Rabbi Bar Nachmani. What happened with Rabbi Bar Nachmani? He drank two cups. This is the story. He drank two cups. They took the shulchan away, and he was very nervous about the zugos. So he said, what should we do? So he said, put the shulchan back so they can have another suda. Right? So what do you see from here? If once taking the table away, so what do you see from here? If the cup combined without bringing the table back, why did he bring the table back? The answer is, it doesn't combine. He was nervous about it, so okay, fine. Okay, two things we're going to do in the next few minutes. Why do we care about zugos? Who cares? So, we already said one answer, because it's beyond the number two. Right? It's beyond the number one, and one is Hashem, and two is not Hashem, so it's a problem. That answer is said by the Ein Eliyahu. That answer is also said by... It's also said by a sefer called the Shulchan Shel Arba. Because the same issue, they should stay away from two because it's not one. The Gleoni Hashas gives another answer based on a Tosefta in Masech Shabbos that it's a Darkei Amori to always have zugos. You don't follow Goyim and therefore you stay away from it. The Rebbeinu Bechai says something so interesting. He says like this. He says, on the first day of creation, all was good. On the second day of creation, Hashem made a Havdalah. Right? He made a separation between the waters, the upper waters and the lower waters. And since the second day of creation, it's been downhill. And because of the second day of creation, which the second day is the second day of creation, the number two, forever and ever, has a bad connotation. What happened after the second day of creation? On the third day, the trees didn't listen to Hashem, made trees that don't taste like fruit. The earth didn't listen to Hashem and made trees that don't taste like fruit. On the fourth day, the moon complained and said, you can't have a world like this with two kings, right? On the fifth day, the Leviathan was killed. You hear this? And the male of Yasson was made into a Swiss, and the female was killed. On the sixth day, man sinned. All because, rooted, this is a Kabbalistic idea, but this, since we're dealing with this kind of Gemara, we can give a heart like this. The second day was rooted in the potential for bad, was rooted already in the second day. So therefore, the number two is off limits.
The Torah starts with a base.
What?
Torah starts with a base
because it's a bracha.
Oh, so base is a bracha.
I cannot tell you more than that. It's an interesting trying to figure out a reason. That's interesting.
Why did God make us with two eyes and two ears?
So you have to be right, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wanted to know why we weren't created with two mouths, right? Do you have to be worried about Zugos Bisman Hazeh? Says Tosfos, doesn't say it here. He says it in Yuma. And in Chulin? No. You know who else says that? The Tash Bates, the Rami Rattenberg. You don't have to be Machpid. The Orech HaShulchan says the same thing. It doesn't apply Bisman Hazeh. Rav Tzadok says like this. I'll read it inside because he's not saying you have to worry about Zuga. What he's saying is to say that the world changed. The teva didn't change. Nothing changed. How come today there's no such thing? People don't, right? Eino mishum shahanashtana hateva. Not because the teva changed. Ela mishum shamei olam lohoise bekach sakana tevias. This was never a natural new thing. People still trip on sidewalks. That still happens. Verov hasakanos shnitzku bigamara eino al derech hateva. These are not normal. Rak kein mashakara harambam nichush. What is it? It's witchcraft. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't mention any of this stuff. Because there's a concept that there's no. We're going to talk about how to avoid witchcraft. We're going to have a halachas how to avoid witchcraft. What kind of halachas are those? Right. And therefore the practice developed that we don't have to care about it. So at the end of the day, do we worry about it? We don't really worry about it. Here's a shayla over here. Chash zugos badlakas nero shavus. I don't know what the shayla if no one holds from it. Right? What are these modern day shaylas? Has another one by Nero's Hanukkah. On certain nights, you have an even number. Is it an issue? I don't have to worry about that. Huh? So he says there's a minute to have two Shamuses. You heard such a thing? Never heard such a thing. No, you make sure you have an odd number. So you light two Shamuses to make sure you always have an odd number. All right. Pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.